The price of gas this summer has dominated the news and conversations across our nation. The impact is felt not just at the gas pump, but all aspects of the economy. A new word has even entered the lexicon of American life, the staycation. That's when folks decide not to take regular summer driving vacations and stay at home, saving on fuel costs and hotels, but doing the same things that they would do when they visit another city. And regularly, the local news gives updates as to where the least expensive gas in the region can be purchased. SUVs, well, they're becoming modern-day dinosaurs. Folks are trying to trade them in, if they can, for more fuel-efficient vehicles, and car dealers are giving all kinds of incentive for trucks and SUVs just to get them off their lots. And it seems as if those who are driving Priuses have a smile on their faces, as if to say, "I told you so." Of course, politicians and pundits debate about how to bring prices under control. While many solutions have been proposed, one that surfaced is particularly intriguing. It's prayer. Yes, you heard correctly. There is a group known as Pray at the Pump, whose solution is collective prayer, seeking divine intervention to cause the price of gas to be reduced. Oh, sure, people pray for health when they're ill or safety if they're in harm's way. But now prayer has moved to a new level, perhaps even a higher one, economic relief. As has been reported, the founder of the movement claims that prayer is the answer to everything. And just like the noise of the Israelites brought down the walls of Jericho, so too can collective prayer bring down the price of gas. Except there's a problem. The walls of Jericho never came a-tumbling down. That's a story. Like so many other stories in the Bible, it's just a myth. It never happened. Archaeological evidence exposed the story for what it was, a tall tale, a legend, a myth. But no doubt those who believe that their prayers are affecting the price of gas won't be deterred. As a reporter on Fox stated, the price of gas has been going down since the prayer at the pump movement began. Regrettably, this just points to the reality that today there is no serious conversation about religion or prayer. Unfortunately, religion gets a free pass in today's marketplace of ideas. If a politician or a scientist talks about fossil fuel consumption as it relates to the environment, reporters and pundits would be all over them to substantiate their position. But if someone stands up and says, prayer is the answer, no one questions, no one asks, and if one does question, raise some doubts, point to the fact that prayer doesn't work, such people are called heretics or secularists. Strange. Today it seems that folks who accept a scientific approach to understanding the world are forced to defend their positions, while those who say it's in the Bible and all you have to do is pray can say anything and are never questioned. It's time for a change. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.